morning, Steve.
Yes.
You are going to be the George Clooney to my Sandra Bullock.
Oh, lovely. I'll just make a coffee.
Well, we're going to hurtle through this review, getting lost, but perhaps bump into some facts about the film along the way. Now, when I received it, so I went to see this week Gravity.
Yeah.
My first thought was, help! I am scared of heights, and let's face it, you can't get much higher than space. Even the word gravity reminded me of one of those dreadful fairground rides that I'd never go on because I'm more of a hook-a-duck girl myself. So, in the name of art, off I went to see my first 3D film. Now, lately, Jules has been quite strict with me about telling you what the film's plot is. So, a female scientist is sent to work on the space station Hubble with an experienced mission commander. You see, that's you, Clooney.
Thanks.
And I'm the experienced female scientist.
Of course. Okay? You sound like one.
Thank you very much. But when their shuttle is hit by flying debris, they are left floating in space, needing to find a way home. And in a way, that's all I'm going to say about the plot. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to say if they get home, what happens. So this film stars Sandra Bullock, as I've said, and Natalie Portman and Angelina Jolie.
Easy
also
for you to
tested
say.
For the role.
Did
right?
they?
They did. Yeah, you see what I mean? You've immediately gone, did they? Well, let me tell you, I'm glad Bullock got it because she's not pretty and she's not Botox to death. And so she has the right weight, or if you like, gravitas, to the role.
Oh.
Now, Clooney. Well, I've never got the whole Clooney thing.
Oh,
I'm sorry
on.
To tell you, now I've cast you in the part of Clooney, but I've never really got the whole Clooney thing. I think he was born old, and he's a bit dad-like, really. But I do understand that some ladies of Hertfordshire might be going to the film for a little ogle of Clooney. But they'll be disappointed because he's behind a space suit for 90% of the action and you can't see his face at all.
Seriously?
Seriously, no, you really cannot. You can hear his voice saying, look into my sexy eyes, which, as I said, I don't find particularly sexy, but he's in a space suit. So don't go thinking, ladies, oh, I'll go with him. This is your boyfriend or your husband, because at least Clooney's in it.
So
you won't even get to ogle. But in some ways, he does play the part well, I have to admit, because it is a dad-like role. For me, one of the main themes of the film was connection. Who are we connected to and what keeps us wanting to be connected to the earth, i.e. this does get very deep, but what is our reason for living? It's also about the loss of others and ultimately ourselves, because as Clooney's character says, you've just got to let go. Okay, so in the end, you've just got to let go of everything.
Is it mostly just the two of them and no other actors?
It is. One actor. There's one actor at the beginning. He's in a space suit and he gets his face blown off. So.
Imagine the poor actor who, like, got the gig of, Mum, Dad, I'm going to be in a George Clooney and Sandra Bullock film. I'm going to be an astronaut. And
yeah.
then in the first 2 minutes,
I know,
gets
then he gets his face blown up. Yeah.
Out of interest, then.
Yeah.
Does it need to be a 3D film? You think it would stand up just as a film on its own?
No, absolutely not.
And if I don't like sci-fi films, would I still like it?
Absolutely. It draws on the genre of the best survival films and the best sort of shipwreck dramas. It's got something in it for everyone, really. But for me, didn't quite hit the mark on any of the levels. It's up against Captain Phillips in the Oscars. Captain Phillips, 100 times better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Absolutely. Have you seen that yet?
No, I don't. You know me. I don't.
don't go out.
I don't really get to leave the house. So, are we done? Any more thoughts?
Right, so this film has been critically acclaimed, has been hailed as the film of the year. But for me, whilst I was touched by its attempt to lay bare our human predicament of loneliness, the 3D didn't really impress. And I'm glad to say that although some critics had suggested that I might be lost in a nightmare that stayed with me, I wasn't. And I'm glad because, just to paraphrase a good sci-fi film, Alien, in Cineworld, everyone can hear you scream.